The lone Democrat in Kentucky's congressional delegation has announced he will boycott President-elect Trump's inauguration on Friday, citing the incoming executive's behavior since Election Day. Congressman John Yarmuth, who represents Kentucky's 3rd congressional district, said he declined the invitation because Trump has not acted in a presidential manner. Capitol reporter Rylan Burton talked with Yarmuth, who said he'll watch the ceremonies from his home in Louisville.
Thanks for talking with me today, Congressman Yarmuth.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Let's get right to it. Why'd you decide to decline your invitation to President-elect Trump's inauguration ceremony?
When the issue of attendance became a public matter, I started to think that this was an opportunity for me to make a statement about the behavior of President Trump and how it has denigrated the office of the presidency, not just during the campaign, but since he's become the president-elect. And in virtually every way, he has not acted in a presidential manner, and this damages the prestige of the office, and this was my way of stating my objection to his behavior.
How do you think specifically Trump has denigrated the office or not acted presidential?
Well, from insulting and accusing the director of the CIA to getting up in the middle of the night and tweeting about Saturday Night Live, to insulting an American hero like John Lewis, and in attacking so many of the people and the categories of people he is supposed to be leading, he has not acted in my opinion, as a serious adult.
Congressman Thomas Massie, who represents northern and northeastern Kentucky, said he attended President Obama's last inauguration and all of his State of the Unions, and now it's Democrats' turn to show up despite their political views. Some people are chalking up these boycotts to partisan differences. Are they wrong?
Well, again, I think we have a unique president-elect and someone who has not shown proper respect for the office he's about to assume. And if you want to be the president of the United States, you need to be committed to maintaining the dignity of the office. I don't think he has. Now, as to the partisan nature of it, I think reality is that inaugurations over the past couple of decades have been actually partisan celebrations. And yes, they certainly are symbolic in terms of reflecting the strength of our democracy and the peaceful transition of power. And I certainly respect that. But the other side of it is that they effectively have become partisan events.
So you're going to have to work with a President Trump for the next while. Do you have any worry that your boycott will hurt your relationship in the future?
No. If the Republican primary election is any indication, Donald Trump has absolutely no problem in dealing with people who have said incredibly nasty things about him and about whom he has said incredibly nasty things. He's proven to be very good at burying the hatchet.
Thanks again for talking with me today.
Okay, Ron. My pleasure.
That's U.S. Representative John Yarmuth. He represents Kentucky's 3rd congressional district, which includes Louisville. He announced on Monday that he wouldn't be attending President-elect Trump's inauguration ceremonies, which are scheduled to take place on Friday.